Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Now, the greatest radio shows of all time.
Suspense.
The Shadow Node.
Washington calling David Harding, counter-spy.
Classic Radio Theater.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Fibber McGee and Molly.
Dragnet. Gunsmoke.
The Lone Ranger.
Now, step back into our time machine with your host, Wyatt Cox.
Good evening, friends of the Inner Sanctum.
Powered Up in the Adventures of Sam Spade Detective from 74 years ago, July 18th, 1948, the missing news hawk caper. And we thank you for spending part of your Monday with us. This is the 18th day of July, 199th day of the year, 166 days remaining. A great fire that ultimately destroyed most of Rome began on this date in 64 AD. The Emperor Nero blamed it on Christians and became the first Roman persecutor of them. The first volume of Adolf Hitler's Mein Kampf, published in 1925. President Truman signed the Presidential Succession Act into law on this date in 1947, which placed the Speaker of the House and the Senate President pro tem next in line after the Vice President. 14-year-old Romanian gymnast Nadia Comăneci earned the first perfect score, a 10, at the Olympics in 1976, and went on to score six more 10s and win three gold medals. After a party on Chappaquiddick Island on this date in 1969, Senator Ted Kennedy drove an Oldsmobile off a wooden bridge into a tide-swept pond. His passenger, Mary Jo Kopechne, died.
At the inquest, I responded as completely and as truthfully as I could to the questions that were put to me by the judge as well as the district attorney. It's my own personal view that the inferences and ultimate conclusions are not satisfactory, and I reject those. This is now made public, and as it should be, and the ultimate decision will be with the public as it should be.
Now, Kennedy pled guilty to the charge of leaving the scene of a crash causing personal injury, and he only received a two-month suspended jail sentence. A shake-up on this date in 1979 in the cabinet of President Carter.
After a long and very careful assessment, I have made some major changes in my cabinet. Secondly, these changes are all constructive, and the transition from one leader to another in each case will be orderly and properly conducted. Third, I do not expect any further resignations from the cabinet other than those that have already been made. There are a few vacancies which I will fill without delay. Fourth, I want to express my thanks to those who have served and who will now be leaving. And fifth, I need the full support of the American people in the future. I am well pleased with all the changes that have been made.
Among those shown the door, Secretary of the Treasury Michael Blumenthal, Attorney General Griffith Bell, Secretary of Commerce Juanita Kreps, and Secretary of Health, Education, and Welfare Joseph Calapano. Time magazine referred to the incident as Carter's Great Purge. It was in 1989 that Rebecca Schaefer shot by a crazed fan, prompting California to pass America's first anti-stalking law in 1990. And the government of Detroit, with up to $20 billion in debt, filed for the largest municipal bankruptcy in U.S. history on this date in 2013. Among those passing away on this date, John Paul Jones, the naval commander, novelist Jane Austen, Bobby Fuller, who fought the law and the law won, and the man portrayed in Good Morning Vietnam, Adrian Cronauer, passing away on this date in history. This is the birth date of the very, very funny Red Skelton.
I was out in San Francisco World Fair. Oh, I had a lot of fun out there. The only thing, it was cold.
In fact, the weather was so cold, well, they were serving hot dogs with mustard cups and sweaters. Sally Rand walked up to one of her girls and she says, listen, if you want to stay in this nude ranch, you'll have to take off those blue tights. The girl says, those are not blue tights. I'm cold. Boy, is that fairground big. No kidding. I walked around so much, when I got through, my socks looked like spats. Yeah, what happened to that gag?
One of my top priorities with our Buy Me a Coffee campaign is to find some more great Red Skelton shows. They're out there. They're just hard to find, and many of them require extensive cleanups because they weren't taken care of very well. Red Skelton, born on this date back in 1913. Also born on this date, actor Chill Wills, Jessica Tandy's husband, Hume Cronin, astronaut and politician John Glenn, and Screamin' Jay Hawkins, who put a spell on you, and guitarist singer Lonnie Mack, all born on this date in history. Mr. Barbara Streisand turns 82 today. That is actor James Brolin. Martha and the Vandellas lead, Martha Reeves, 81. Entrepreneur politician Steve Forbes, 75. Sir Richard Branson is 72. Country and bluegrass musician Ricky Skaggs is 68. From In the Heat of the Night in Living Color and That's So Raven, Anne Marie Johnson is 62. From Ragtime and Ordinary People, Elizabeth McGovern, 61. The drummer for the Red Hot Chili Peppers, Jack Irons, is 60. What does everybody want? A little more Al Snow. Al Snow, pro wrestler, who is still active today. In fact, does a lot of training. And at 59, he's more active and better shape than a lot of people are 20 years his junior. From Veronica Mars, Heroes in the Good Place, Kristen Bell, 42. Mrs. Nick Jonas from Quantico, Priyanka Chopra, 40 years of age. From Gossip Girl, Chase Crawford is 37. And the WWE's current, I believe, unless things have changed in the past a little bit, NXT's Mandy Rose is 32. Those some of the people celebrating the 18th day of July as their birthday. And if this happens to be your birthday...
Hi, we're the Four Freshmen, and we just want to say... Happy birthday to you!
And from 74 years ago today, July 18th, 1948, Howard Duff in The Adventures of Sam Spade. I'm Wyatt Cox. Thanks for joining us on this Monday Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox on your favorite station.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care. Especially now, with inflation the way it is, people are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. Bible, 833-34-BIBLE.
No offense, but are you a little fat when you look in the mirror? How would you like to learn the secrets to lose 3 to 5 pounds a week easily without joining the gym or going through any crazy diets? It's called Body Sculpt by Med Diet. For the last 2 decades, we've been helping people just like you that have pounds they want to shed. We've helped millions of people lose thousands and thousands of pounds over the years. And now, it's your turn. Learn the secrets of how to lose weight with one simple phone call. You'll see an amazing difference in a matter of days. Don't believe us. We'll offer you a money-back guarantee. If you're ready to start losing weight right now, call right now to learn more about your risk-free order to Body Sculpt.
Call for your risk-free offer. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. 800-738-5332. That's 800-738-5332.
Are you in bad pain? You know what I mean. Your knees hurt. Your shoulder hurts. Your elbow and back are constantly killing you. And I'm sure you've tried every pain pill or cream available at the drugstore. Am I right? Well, here's something you haven't tried. Pain Magic. Pain Magic is not available at any drugstore. The only place you can get it is by calling the special toll-free number I'm about to give you. And to make things even better, call right now and find out about our buy one, get one free offer. We're so confident it'll work for you that we offer a free bottle with your purchase. No prescription required. Call now to learn how you can get Pain Magic and get rid of your pain. Remember, your results may vary. 800-492-8164. 800-492-8164. 800-492-8164. That's 800-492-8164.
Howard Duff was one of those actors who got killed by the Red Scare. Red Channels, that was the thing that indicated all and named all the names of people who were communist subversives in Hollywood. Well, Duff wasn't. Duff may have been a Democrat, but he was not a leftist subversive, as Red Channels tried to claim. And if it wasn't for the fact that he was married to Ida Lupino, he would have been done. And so he only starred in this program from 1946 to 1950, and then he left in 1950, Stephen Dunn taking over the role of Spade for that final season, and Stephen Dunn wasn't nearly as good in the role as Howard Duff. Duff did lots of roles on radio and television, and you know him by sight. He has that look. Alrighty, here we go with the episode, The Missing Newshawk Caper, of The Adventures of Sam Spade Detective from July 18th, 1948, 74 years ago today.
Interesting people. Mostly men.
You don't say. What else?
Well, it was a desert ranch, you know, with a lot of buttes around.
You mentioned those.
No, Sam. No. They're the result of erosion.
Those outdoor types, they go to pieces.
Sam, are you pulling my leg?
Not over the phone, Abby, but stay where you are. I'll be right down to look at your snapshots. And when you have the time, I'll dictate my report on the missing newshawk caper.
America's leading detective fiction writer and creator of Sam Spade, the hard-boiled private eye, and William Spear, radio's outstanding producer-director of mystery and crime drama, join their talents to make your hair stand on end with the adventures of Sam Spade. Presented by the makers of Wild Root Cream Oil for the hair. And now, with Howard Duff starring as Spade, Wild Root brings to the air the greatest private detective of them all in the adventures of Sam Spade.
River.
Canab, the Pearl of the West.
Uh-huh. And did I mention the buttes? Oh, well, they're very interesting.
The result of erosion.
Yes. And it's authentic, too. Fay Hamlin's ranch.
You mean a working ranch?
Yes. You see, that way you get into the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
My job was to feed the chickens. And that's how I met him.
One of the buttes?
Oh, Sam, he's a very cultured gentleman.
Culture smoocher. What's he do for a living?
He's pure stammering.
You don't say. What's his name?
Charlie Shank.
Charlie Shank?
He's the founder of the Shank Institute of Articulative Correction, which I should learn.
Articulative Correction. Where is this institute?
Oh, I have the address here. General Delivery, Butte, Montana.
Mm-hmm. You're sure you didn't help him break parole, Eddie?
Oh, no. We just went on long walks together.
Where to?
Oh, different points of interest. Like, like Wolf Canyon.
Vegas?
Uh-huh. He invited me on this camping trip, a trip. Honorable, of course.
Mm-hmm.
But I couldn't go on account of my sunburn. Oh, it was awful, awful.
Oh,
I still got it, you see. And then he went back to Butte. He had to leave in such a hurry, you couldn't even say goodbye.
What?
It was a pity, too, because an old friend he hadn't seen in years came looking for him just a few minutes later.
With a warrant?
No. No, he was an attendant in a nearby hospital.
Mental?
Oh, yes. Very intelligent. He read me some of his poetry. Maybe you've heard it. A loaf of bread, a jug of wine, and thou.
Wait a minute. Isn't that the Rubaiyat of Omar Khayyam? That was written by a guy named Fitzgerald.
Of course. That's his pen name.
Quite a penman.
Yes, but he paid his debt to society. And the other time it was a bad beef.
Oh, yeah.
He told me all about
yeah.
it. He cried on my shoulder afterwards.
Sweetheart, when you make a mistake, it's a beauty.
Sam, nothing happened.
Well, I'm glad he cures you of stammering anyhow. Ready?
Oh, yeah. I got a brand
Work
new notebook.
Work your mouth. Life goes on.
I got a brand new notebook, Sam. I'll just turn over a new leaf.
Not a bad idea, dear. Date, July 18 to Mr. Alex M. Youngblood. Try that again. Mr. Alex M. Youngblood, P.O., Box 317, San Francisco, from Samuel Spade, license number 127596. Dear Mr. Youngblood, I need a vacation myself.
You need Charlie Shay.
Fortunately, until I met you, my only experience with any of the men and women who make your newspaper run had been with one of your corner newsboys who shortchanged me 2 times within as many days. I have not read your rag since. But your name looked imposing, and so did the $300 check upon which you had written it. Instructions promptly at 4 p.m. on the 15th inst. I must through the litter of your city room toward a door marked A.M. Youngblood, publisher, managing editor, and city editor. I wondered if you were ambitious, frugal, or free men. I did not know that you had good taste until I saw the trim, 20-ish, and toothsome secretary in your outer office.
Hello. You're new here, aren't you?
Well, I'm not exactly here. I'm just here to see Mr. Youngblood. My name is Spade.
Samuel Spade?
Sam, except for my most intimate friend.
Well, my advice to you, Sam, is to beat a hasty retreat. He's in a foul mood.
Oh? Why? Is he blind or older than he feels? I refer, of course, to your spectacular charm, Miss, if I may call you Miss.
Please, this is neither the time nor the place. My name is Phyllis Watson, and my phone number is in the directory, if you're really interested.
I could be.
Thank you. And if a man answers, tell him you're my French teacher.
Oui.
You better go in now. If you're late to an appointment with him, you're through.
You have any more words of wisdom?
No, but I hope you can do something to improve his state of mind. He's been awful lately. Good luck, Sam.
Thank you, Phyllis Watson. That's right.
You're almost late. Sit down, Spade. Cigar?
No, thanks.
Well, don't expect me to offer a drink. You aren't a drinker, I hope.
You don't listen to the radio, do you?
Well, you'll not drink in this office. Nothing here but a cooler filled with water from a clean, gurgling, laughing mountain stream.
You sound like a reformed drunk, Mr. Youngblood.
What's that? Well, it was a good many years ago. If you don't mind, I'll just paste up the weather report for my morning edition before we talk.
Oh, you do that too, huh?
Yes, obviously. And with good reasons. I remind myself that I was once a copy boy, and I find it a splendid way to, at least once each day, to lower myself to the level of the working man. There we are. Very hot in Phoenix, I see.
Mm-hmm. Just what do you want a detective for, Mr. Youngblood?
I was coming to that, Mr. Spade.
Sorry.
Now, well, first let me warn you that your assignment is a highly confidential one.
They all are.
In this case, a man's life may be at stake.
Mm-hmm.
The situation, my newspaper, at my order and under my guidance, has launched a campaign against crime. Not aimed at the petty criminal, but at the easy-living leeches at the controls of the rackets. The hoods in bankers' clothing. The mansion house parasites who direct the pickpockets, the second-story men, the housebreakers, who gamble away $500,000 a year and pay income tax.
Yes, I understand. I understand. You're after the boys on the safer side of the fences.
Nicely put, Spade.
Thank you.
Well, the long and short of it is this. The author of the expose series, Ray McCulley, my top crime reporter, has been missing for 2 days. I want you to find him.
What makes you think he's still alive?
Good heavens, Spade. Why must you suggest that he isn't?
Because if I were a mansion house parasite in danger of being unhoused by a newshawk, I'd see said newshawk standing in a cement block in the bottom of the bay.
I will accept that only when no stone has been left unturned. Every straw and every haystack has been searched. Every Wayne.
Nook and Cranny?
Yes.
Sounds as though you need at least one police force, Mr. Youngblood. Now, why don't
you... No. Impossible. We've already had a brush with the police over the expose. I'll not be dictated to at this stage of the game. I started this investigation, and I'll finish it alone.
Well, this is a pretty big order, Mr. Youngblood, but times are tough. I'll see what I can do.
Good. I hereby turn over to you all the resources and power of this, my newspaper. When one of my reporters is in trouble or danger, sir, I will spend every penny of my fortune, if necessary, to deliver aid and succor to his side.
Cully's expose stories to date. I saw why you, his family and friends, and his creditors could have been worried about it. They were hot. One followed a stolen car from the time of the heist through the alteration of the body color, tire brands, license number, motor serial number to the time it was shoved onto a used car lot. They named names all the way through. And another did the same to the firm of Otter, Badger, and Mole, furriers, and alleged manufacturers of coats from closet pelts. Ray McCulley had dropped out of sight right after that story had been published. So I left your office hoping that I'd reach the address of Otter, Badger, and Moe before closing time. I did. The plushy showroom was occupied by a dozen attractive fur-bearing models, female, but wax. The live models, male, were wearing padded shoulders, pointed shoes, and coats tailored for underarm artillery. They would have looked more natural at Madame Fassade's waxworks, but from the burglar section.
Hey, what'll it be? Something for the loon woman?
Where do I find Mr. Otter?
You the Lord?
Leo sent me.
He's in his office. Come on.
Now, wait a minute. Don't crowd me.
You say you want to see the boss?
On business. Stop nudging me with a rod.
In there. Hey, move.
Okay.
Hey, your boss.
Yes, Woody?
Here's a Joe here to see you. Leo sent him.
I'll nudge him in, Woody.
No nudging, Woody.
Well. So Leo's sending a man to see me. I wonder why.
If you'll comb this character here out of my hair, I'll try and tell you.
Sit down, Woody.
Thanks.
You're new in town.
Yeah, that's why Leo sent me. A local muckraker named Ray McCulley interviewed you. He also interviewed Leo, but it didn't get printed yet. Leo wants to find him.
So do I. How can I help?
Well, he walked out of here, went to his hotel, wrote the story, and mailed it in. That's the last anybody's seen him. Leo was just sort of hoping that you'd already taken care of him.
Not yet.
That's all I wanted to know. Thanks.
Just a moment.
Yeah?
Leo sending you out alone?
Why not?
That's a tough boy, that McCulley. He's got plenty of protection. That's what you need.
What kind of protection?
Go along with him, Woody.
Who, me?
You're Woody, aren't you?
Now, look, Mr. Otter, I don't want to look a gift horse in the mouth, but the way I see it, this is a lone wolf type caper.
Hey, what's the matter? Hey, you think I'm too good for you?
Well, Woody, I wouldn't say that.
Good, it's settled then. Take care of him, Woody, and don't mix it up with any of Leo's boys. If he's out to get that rat McCulley, he's our friend.
I was beginning to wonder who Leo was. I'd grabbed the name off a calendar on the wall, Leo's Bannon story. I didn't know whether he was the Leo Mr. Otter didn't like, and I hoped I wouldn't find out. The best way I could think to keep from finding out was to shake Woody. On the way uptown, I walked him past four police stations. Crossing Market Street, I pushed him straight into the arms of a traffic cop who begged his pardon and let me off with a warning. At the Blue Bottle Bar and Grill, I gave Joe, the bartender, the Mickey Finn sign, but Woody liked it. He ordered another. Then he said he knew a place on Columbus where the drinks were even better. It was called Leo's Place. I wondered if that meant anything.
Well, that almost sounds like the indestructible Mike, the way he drinks. From July 18th, 1948, Howard Duff, The Adventures of Sam Spade on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. The news from 74 years ago comes up next.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Moscow is pulling out of a grain deal with Ukraine that could cripple global food supplies. The agreement had allowed Ukrainian agricultural products to pass through the Black Sea without Russian interference. Ukraine supplies 10% of the world's wheat market. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is urging the Senate to confirm more than 60 State Department nominees who've been blocked by a handful of Republicans.
These delays are undermining our national security.
and they're weakening our ability to deliver for the American people.
He said nominees are being blocked for leverage on unrelated issues, calling it irresponsible. Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy is revealing a list of Supreme Court appointments if he's elected president. The list of candidates includes Texas Senator Ted Cruz and Utah Senator Mike Lee. Ramaswamy said the list includes candidates with an originalist understanding of the Constitution. John Schaefer, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Edition of Classic Radio Theater here on your favorite station. Thanks for making me a part of your day. An episode we're listening to today of the episode The Adventures of Sam Spade Detective, starring Howard Duff, from Sunday, July 18, 1948, in the newspapers of that Sunday 74 years ago. These were some of the headlines. The line formed to the right yesterday as Basic Steel Company fell in behind U.S. Steel Corporation in hiking wages with the promise of higher wages to come. Bethlehem Steel Corporation yesterday granted a 13-cent hourly increase to its 80,000 workers throughout the nation. The new agreement, jointly agreed by the company and the CIO United Steelworkers, raised hourly rates from 9.5 to 25 cents an hour, the increase retroactive to Friday. More than 350,000 workers in the steel industry have received wage boosts in the last 2 days. Some 900,000 employees are expected to be covered when negotiations are completed with the basic steel and fabricating industry. Higher American and British quarters expressed the belief last night that Russia may be willing to provoke a war over blockaded Berlin. Several well-informed quarters suggested that only a show of force by the Western allies will determine whether Russia wants a war or is bluffing. Their statements came as the Russians announced that big Soviet transport planes on instrument training flights would join Soviet fighters and observation planes in the crowded Western Allied air corridors to Berlin. Rebellious Southerners last night put Governor J. Strom Thurmond of South Carolina at the head of a bolting ticket pledged to fight President Truman on the theme of preserving each racial strain and keeping the Jim Crow laws. Accepting the Dixie draft with Governor Fielding right of Mississippi as his running mate, the 45-year-old Thurmond asserted, "We believe that there are not enough troops in the Army to force the Southern people to admit the Negroes into our theaters, swimming pools, and homes." Bitter denunciation of Truman and the Philadelphia Civil Rights Convention echoed through the Birmingham Municipal Auditorium as the state's rights Southerners took the plunge with Thurmond and Wright, for better or for worse. Meanwhile, two Alabama newspapers yesterday editorially assailed the Alabama delegation at the Birmingham meeting of rebellious Southern Democrats as a group of, and quoting, "obsolete, broken-down politicians." The editorial printed in the Florence Times and the Sheffield Tuscumbia Tri-City Daily said also that the state's bolters at the recent Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia betrayed the best interests of Alabama, quoting, "The surprising thing is that the delegation was not thrown out. Never have the Democrats of Alabama been burdened with such an overstuffed bunch of obsolete and repudiated leadership." Uncle Sam's top scientist threw cold water yesterday on the belief that artificial rain and snow can be produced by spraying dry ice into clouds. A battery of Air Force, Navy, and Weather Bureau experts said that all the ballyhoo about artificial rain is just a lot of hot air and very little rain. Secretary of State George C. Marshall said last night that Russia's proposals for world control of atomic energy are a sham designed to strip the U.S. of the atomic bomb without commensurate security. In a biting report entitled "Policy at the Crossroads," Marshall blamed the Soviet Union for failure of the U.N. Atomic Energy Commission to reach agreement during more than 200 meetings in the past 2 years. Unyielding Soviet pursuit of its present negative policy on atomic energy, he warned, might lead to World War II. In a hurry to get to a Chicago traffic court to appear on a charge of speeding, 19-year-old Stuart Becker flew from Canada where he was vacationing. The judge told Becker the $45 airplane ride was ample fine and dismissed the speeding charge. And those some of the day's top news stories as reported in the newspapers of Sunday, July 18, 1948, on your radio 74 years ago today, The Adventures of Sam Spade, which continues now on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Hey, you, hey.
Oh, me, huh?
And what you think? Would you like this joint?
Yeah, sure, it's fine. We're not getting anywhere, though.
You really take your work serious. Me, when I go gun for somebody, I go where I'm least likely to succeed. You little on me.
Yeah. Woody, what do you know about this guy, McCulley?
You hear the puss. He say he's a rat.
Yeah, but he said he's got plenty of protection. Who's furnishing him?
Well, you see, there's a... Boy, oh, boy. Look at what just walked in.
I looked. What I saw was not disappointing. She was wearing a skin-tight black satin with a plunging neckline and a new look only in places where it didn't matter. But she still looked enough like your secretary, Phyllis Watson, to be out of place in Leo's place. She didn't stay there long. She made a beeline through the kitchen to the rear exit. I made a beeline right after her. Woody was breathing down my neck as I started up the rickety outside stairway at the back of the building. I stopped the landing and turned around to face him. See you later, Woody. I didn't wait to see if he made it all the way to the bottom of the stairs. I was more interested in what was going on at the top. A door had opened and Phyllis stepped inside. The man who let her in looked like Ray McCulley.
Who are you?
The name is Spade.
I don't know that name.
Your boss hired me to find you.
Private Dick.
Yeah. Can I talk to you for a minute?
Sure. Put your hands behind your neck and walk up slow.
Okay.
All right. Go inside.
Now, what's the matter? You're not acting glad to see me.
This is the guy, fellas.
Yes. Alec hired him this afternoon.
There, you see. Now, what do you want me to tell Youngblood?
You're not going to tell anybody anything.
It caught me right behind the ear. The last thing I saw was that plunging neckline as Phyllis rushed forward. I didn't know whether she was rushing to my rescue or to get in a few licks of her own. 5 seconds later, I didn't care. As the design of the linoleum slammed up at me, I had just time to wonder why, of all the people who were looking for Ray McKelly, I had to find him. Then I was out. Boing. Maced for my pains.
Wild Root Cream Oil are presenting the weekly Sunday adventure of Dashiell Hammett's famous private detective, Sam Spade.
From 75 years ago, July 18th, 1948, The Adventures of Sam Spade Detective, starring Howard Duff, on this Monday Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox.
Are you suffering with arthritis or osteoporosis? Do you have diabetes? Did you know that these are just two of the hundreds of diseases that have seen improvement with Dr. Wallach's incredible longevity products? You can't get them at a health food store. The only way to get them is to call us at 800-214-0065. That's 800-214-0065. Do you have heart disease, fibromyalgia, or high blood pressure? Do you have a terrible time losing weight? Dr. Wallach can help. He was a veterinarian and cured diseases in animals. He felt that he could do the same for humans, so he became a physician. Over 50 years of research and helping people like you goes into every bottle of Dr. Wallach's amazing discoveries. Do you want to feel better? Learn how to treat the cause of your problem rather than covering up the symptoms with drugs. Call 800-214-0065. That's 800-214-0065.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Tuesday's Classic Radio Theater, another episode of the summer series Confession from NBC. From 69 years ago, July 19th, 1953, the story of Anna Carlson, a wife who's having trouble settling down, that despite having two kids. That's coming up on Tuesday's Classic Radio Theater. But now the conclusion of The Adventures of Sam Spade Detective, starring Howard Duff, from 74 years ago, July 18th, 1948.
back to the Missing News Hawk Caper. Tonight's adventure with Sam Spade.
I was lying on the floor in a room with nothing in it but a sink, an army cot, a square of dirty linoleum, and a body. I staggered to my feet, ran some cold water over my head, and took a closer look. It was Ray McCulley. He was a very dead, crusading reporter. He'd been stabbed clean through with a long bladed kitchen knife that sat on the handle, property of Leo's place. I went through his pockets. And his wallet, a press card, a police card, union card, and 10 genuine, crisp, new $1,000 bills. That gave me a line on a killer. He was crazy. So was I. I left it on him, too. Folded up in his vest pocket, I found two newspaper clippings, one from the Chronicle and one from your paper. Both weather reports for the same date. It was very hot in Phoenix, according to both papers. But according to your weather report, the temperature in Needles, California was 135 degrees. That needled me. So did the slip of paper I found on his shoe. The number 9 and a date had been stamped on it with a rubber stamp. The date was the same as that of the weather reports. I turned it over. It said Ruthie's booth, Manson Bowling Alley. Thanks, I'm just shocked.
I got a nice line of notions.
So have I.
No, I mean the dolls, the Hollywood dolls. You know, for the bed, only a dollar plus tax.
Very reasonable.
Say, what's on your mind?
Leo sent me.
Oh. Are you going to collect the slips hereafter?
Well, not tonight. You see, I'm sort of a troubleshooter. Leo's checking up on some of the numbers that didn't come out right.
Listen, I'll tell him to his face, I don't want any part of those wrong numbers. They're scary.
Nuts. Who bought this one?
Let me see. Oh, last Thursday. Oh, number 9. How can I forget? He put $500. And honest, if he's been around once, he's been around 100 times to see if it paid off, did it?
What's his name?
Mr. Spinelli. He buys a slip every day. And if you ask me, he's learned a system. Because he's been winning, you know. Dimes and then a dollar and then $5. And then when he come in with 500 on number 9, until he dropped dead. Did it win?
Where does he live?
It did. Wait, I'll look on the sheet. Hey, somebody else was in just this afternoon.
Give me that address. Hurry up, will you?
It's right around the corner on Manson, 810. Say, maybe that's his system. 8 and 1. Don't that add up to 9? Hey, what's the matter? Where are you going to sit your bus?
Please, come back later. Tomorrow. Next week.
Are you Mrs. Spinelli?
Yes, please. I had so much trouble.
Is your husband home?
Oh, my poor man. They take him away. He's dead.
Oh, I'm sorry. How did it happen?
Who are you?
I'm a detective. Maybe I can help you. May I come in?
All right. Go on.
Quite a while to gain her confidence, and after that, it took still quite a while to piece together the grief-stricken grumble of words that poured out of her. When I got it down in the form of a statement, I asked her to read it over. Item, statement by Mrs. Arturo Spinelli.
All the time he played those numbers. I told him you're just a bunch of gangsters. They don't let you win. Then he met this man McCulley alive for the newspaper. My husband says this man shows him how to win. He wins and wins. Then he goes to bank and takes out all our savings. I begged for him not to do it. But no, he was greedy. And this McCulley poisoned his mind. Sure, he won. He brought the money home in his hand. $10,000. I don't want it. I'm scared. I took it while he was sleeping with wine and gave it to the men. I tell him all I want is the 500. He tried to tell me we do good. We help catch the big gangsters. I say we don't want to do so good, we get murdered in our bed. So he says, okay. But if I change mine, here is address. I don't change my mind. Because already my husband, he is dead. At home. Sam? No, I don't change my mind.
She signed it, and I left her alone with her grief. I wasn't working for you anymore, Mr. Youngblood. You hired me to find your reporter, and I had. And I wished I hadn't. The rest of it I did for myself. You weren't in your office when I got there, but Phyllis was. I found her behind the city desk in the act of dropping tomorrow morning's weather report into the slot. I grabbed her out of her hand.
What? Oh, you.
Where's your boss?
At home, I guess.
We'll talk in his office. Come on.
Sam, I can explain how I have.
You're going
to
explain plenty before I'm finished with you. Sit down.
Oh, you. I have to be so rough. What's the matter with you?
Plenty. I'm stupid. I was stupid to take this job, and I was stupid to play it cagey with you. I should have beaten the story out of you before the trouble started. It's a little late in the day now, but not too late to send you up for McCulley's murder.
Oh, you're insane. Ray McCulley was. I'm the only one who ever tried to help
you. And I'm the only one who can place you in that room, not 10 minutes before the murder.
I told you I can explain.
Stop trying to save your own skin. Spinelli was only one of a 500,000 poor dumb yucks that lose their nickels and dimes and dollars every day in the policy racket. Only he had the bad luck to win. There won't be any more lucky dead people like him if I have to make a patsy out of you to stop it.
It won't stop it. Nothing will. Ray talked big and brave like you. Now he's dead.
Yeah, with $10,000 dirty money in his wallet.
I won't let you say things like that. Ray was an honest reporter, too honest. He thought Youngblood meant what he said about that cleanup campaign.
Yeah, he did. He wanted to run this town by himself, clean up his competition.
When Ray started collecting material on the numbers racket, he still thought Youngblood was on the level. But that was before he stumbled onto the thing about the weather report.
Yeah, yeah, that was a no. And the old Dutch Schultz mob used to add up the stock market quotations. If they cheated, they knew their customers weren't good enough at arithmetic to prove it. But who knows how hot it is in Phoenix unless they live there?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Listen, that's how the number game works, sweetheart. The suckers pick a number from 1 to 10, see? The operators tally up the slits, and the least popular for that day has to win. The weather report doesn't have to pass through the copy desk, and with Youngblood pasting it up with a few strategic corrections, it was easy to make their winners look as if they were on the level.
Oh.
But, of course, you had no way of knowing that. You only watched them do it day after day.
You know, I couldn't understand why he did those things. It seemed silly falsifying a weather report, but it didn't seem as if it could do any harm.
What did you meet McCulley for? To get your cut of the 10 grand Spinelli was killed for?
How dare you? I went there to warn him about
who
you.
Who killed him?
I don't know.
You're lying.
All right, I'm lying. But I can prove that Ray was on the level. I've got the proof right here. The whole story he wrote on the numbers racket, even naming Youngblood as the head of it, his own publisher. I went there to get it. I was going to take it to another newspaper.
Why didn't you?
I can't tell you that.
You don't have to. Mrs. Spinelli was confused. Grief crazed. She had to put the blame on somebody, and when she did, she got her revenge the only way she thought she could. She may have been right about that, but she killed the wrong man.
Why didn't you tell me you knew who killed Ray?
I wanted to give you a chance to tell me yourself. I'm glad you didn't. Mr. Youngblood is the crop. I'm sure you appreciate the fact that I gave the double scoop to your paper. Like Mrs. Spinelli, I have my own ideas of vengeance. Besides, it may up your circulation a little, and you can certainly use a little extra money for your defense. By the way, who's Leo? Period. End of report.
But Sam.
Yes, Evie.
I thought Mrs. Spinelli killed Ray McCulley.
The vacation helped. You're absolutely correct. Mrs. Spinelli killed Mr. McCulley, if you'll pardon the expression.
But why did she kill her husband?
I was wrong. The vacation didn't help.
You mean she didn't?
She killed McCulley to avenge the murder of her husband.
You mean Mr. McCulley killed Mr. Spinelli?
Effie, stop. I'll go mad.
Oh, you need a vacation, Sam.
Well, type that up. The clatter of the keys may stimulate you to further cerebral activity.
I beg your pardon, Sam?
Brainwork. Now, shoot.
Oh, brainwork. Oh, you know, Beth. Well, here it is, Sam. And you were absolutely right. The typing cleared my mind. It's all clear now except for one thing.
Well, let's clear that up right away.
Why did Mrs. Spinelli kill her husband?
She did not kill her husband.
Oh, I'm sorry. I mean, why did Mr. McCulley kill Mr. Spinelli?
Kelly did not kill Spinelli.
Who's Kelly?
McCulley.
McCulley's real name was Kelly?
Oh, let's start all over again. Disregard everything we said up until now. Make your mind a complete blank.
All right, Sam.
In the first place, McCulley did not kill Spinelli.
That's what I said. It was his wife, wasn't it? Now, wasn't it, Sam? Oh, stop teasing me. Hey, why do you look at me like that?
Effie, Mr. Spinelli was killed by one of the policy racket hoods to get back the 10 grand he won on the numbers game.
Then how did the money get into Kelly's pocket?
McCulley's.
Why do you insist on using his alias, Sam?
Effie, that was a tip of the song. I mean, look, Mrs. Spinelli took it to him because she was afraid her husband might be killed for it.
Then why didn't they take the money when they killed him?
Because Mrs. Spinelli had already taken it.
Then she did kill him.
Go home, Effie.
Oh, I see.
I'm sorry I'm so irritable to you, but I thought it... Well, it's been so long since I've been here, you know, Sam.
Angel, Angel, you're just tired. Vacations have a habit of doing that to you. After a week or two in the office, you'll be all rested up again. I'll take it.
You act as though you thought my mind were affected.
Come here.
Sam, now don't. My sunburn.
Yeah.
Oh, it hurts.
It's nice to have you back. You look good, too. All tanned and healthy. Your roof. It's great.
I think my nose is peeling.
Well, don't peck at it.
Good night, Sam.
Good night, sweetheart.
The Adventures of Sam Spade, Dashiell Hammett's famous private detective, are produced and directed by William Spear. Sam Spade is played by Howard Duff. Doreen Tuttle is Effie. The Adventures of Sam Spade are written for radio by Bob Tallman and Gil Dowd, with musical direction by Lud Gluskin. Gil Dowd directed tonight's broadcast in William Spear's absence. Join us again next Sunday for another adventure with Sam Spade. Brought to you by Wild Root Cream Oil. Again and again, the choice of men who put good grooming first. This is Dick Joy reminding you to...
Get Wild Root Cream Oil, Charlie. It gets your hair in trim. You see, it's non-alcoholic, Charlie. It's made with soothing lanolin. You better get Wild Root Cream Oil, Charlie. Start using it today. You'll find that you will have a tough time, Charlie. Keeping all the gals away.
Hiya, Baldy.
Get Wild Root right away.
By the way, Wild Root Cream Oil is still available through Walmart and Amazon. How crazy is that? 74 years ago, July 18th, 1948, The Adventures of Sam Spade on Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. Visit my webpage, classicradio.stream, where you can stream our shows, learn more about classic radio collecting, and you can even buy me a copy if you want. Thank this station, support their advertisers, tell your friends the great radio shows are right here at this spot on the dial. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox on your favorite station.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I need to pay my taxes. What are my payment options?
The IRS has several options for paying your taxes. You can pay with IRS Direct Pay, a debit or credit card, or with an electronic funds withdrawal when you e-file your return. If you can't pay the full amount, consider paying over time with an online payment agreement or our Offer in Compromise program. Both tools are available on IRS.gov. Go to IRS.gov/payment to find an option that is best suited for you.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear, because for 75 years, he's only said,
only you can prevent wildfires.
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.